Only we're moving on to selected passages from the sources about the topic of the 7th of Passover, and we're going to be reading excerpt number 8, and Israel, Egypt, again, excerpt number 8, about the 7th of Passover. You can also find it in the Passover book. And we're reading from Baal HaSulam, Shamati 151, and Israel saw the Egyptians. In the verse, and Israel saw the Egyptians die upon the sea, and the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in His servant Moses. We must understand how is they believed relevant here. Obviously, the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt and the division of the sea brought Israel to greater faith than they had had before. After all, our sages said about the verse, "This is my God, and I will glorify Him," that a maid on the sea saw more than Ezekiel the prophet. Hence, this means that the Exodus from Egypt was a case of open miracles, which bring to knowledge of the Lord, which is the opposite of the meaning of faith, since it does not mean above reason. And when seeing open miracles, it is very hard to be in faith, since, moreover, it is a time of the expansion of the reason. Therefore, what is the meaning of the text, "and they believed in the Lord"? However, we should interpret according to the commentary that all believe that He is a God of faith. The verse narrates Israel's praise, that even after seeing the revealed miracles, their servitude of the Creator was not reduced in them by way of faith above reason. And it is great work to hold on to the path of faith and not slide it at all once you are rewarded and can serve the Creator within reason.
How is this done? Go ahead. It's a question. Everything is revealed. Everything. Right? Alongside with that, you cling on to faith. Complete faith. Above it. Go ahead.
This is...
Go ahead, quickly.
It's out of fear, the fear of the Creator. You begin with the fact that continuing actions are above reason and not for my own benefit, it's because of fear.
Everything is revealed, and still we cling to complete faith above it. How do we do that? I guess together. I still have to think about it.
Apparently, there is also the issue here of Pharaoh, meaning, nevertheless, we don't forget. We attribute our work, which we did so far, opposite Pharaoh, to this success, that now everything is revealed. And we say, what brought us this success? It's not that now we can let go of the work that we did in the descents, specifically towards connection as though they are a sense. Rather, specifically thanks to this work, which is above reason, now we have to glorify it even more, because this is what brought us this state of reason, of knowledge. It's not that we can let go of this work. To the contrary, we have to hold on to it even more.
That, too, is the matter of receiving in order to receive. If I take everything the Creator gives within reason, then it's not to bestow upon Him. So here, we need to really praise this state and rise above it, and to... It's like how we learn, like learning from a thief. He steals, and then he throws away what he stole, seemingly.
I was thinking that maybe it's about giving up on everything which is achieved and revealed, and you start anew, from zero.
That's the test of being adhered to the Creator. Are you looking for the knowledge, or are you looking to be adhered to Him? And to remain in faith, to remain in such a connection with the Creator,
Rav, how can it be that it is revealed, everything is wide open against the condition, seemingly, of Tzimtzum Aleph, of the first restriction? Isn't that right? How can it be that in the will to receive, everything is now revealed? So it is revealed in a certain specific form. So which is it? What does it mean, open miracles? Well, so you need to, you know, fantasize a little bit. Apparently the miracle is that the direct light is already clothed with reflected light, or chozer, from above. Otherwise, how is it possible for it to be revealed? The condition of Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, is never cancelled. So, how, nevertheless, because we already get it ready-made, Or Yashar and Or Chozer, such a package, a pasichka, which is ready, how, along with that, we go with faith? Now it's easier, nevertheless. Yes.
מצד אחד כאילו ליהנות מההשפעה, ומצד שני לא להרגיש טען.
On the one hand, to enjoy bestowal, on the other hand, not to feel this pleasure, but to want to give it back to Him. That I don't enjoy for myself, but that the pleasure is from being similar to Him, from being in equivalence of form with Him, from treating reality like He does.
Tzimtzum Aleph is never cancelled with respect to the intention of in order to receive. But if there is an intention to bestow, then there's no problem for the light to enter freely.
Continue working on the greatness of the Creator, meaning to the extent this work of bestowal is important. I think that it's you're held from above, just like that, in this kind of awe, to not harm. Even the experience, the past experience, has created such importance of this state that the problem that it's not being opened up now is because if we receive such a state, then immediately we'll fall to reception. Only one that's been through enough discernments cannot steal for himself.
And this also resembles the guest and the host. Either we enjoy the food which he had prepared for us, or on top of that, we cling to him, and he is what is more precious than what he had prepared.
If we cling to him, if we're aimed to him, with a tendency to him, that helps us receive the direct light, the returning light, because we're doing it for him and not for our own sake.
Let's say that we are now in the workshop, we are at 10, and meanwhile we get fulfillment and we discover everything and we feel that we are doing it in order to bestow to the Creator. Like that, we get this package from above. So that now everything is flowing through us and we feel that we're one with the Creator. What does it mean to add to that? Maybe to be grateful, maybe to add in the praise.
I don't know, I'm not able to comprehend this question or your answers. I apologize.
Okay, we don't either. But this may be precisely the path that, on the one hand, we get everything from above, and on the other hand, we keep going as though we didn't get anything. Rather, there is always just we need to add more and more, because we don't settle, and as it says, do not believe in yourself until the day you die. So long as you are in the will to receive and you are not completely out of it, there is always what to add, and Pharaoh can come back every moment and bring you back to Egypt. Because of that, we have to keep going forward.
And here, we can, as a 10, help each other. because you can always add towards the friends. Meaning this state brings us greater sensitivity one to the other.
Rav, how can I take an example from the Creator of Or Chozer, reflected light, in which Or Yeshar, direct light, is clothed, let's say from the host who is giving me everything? How do I feel his attitude, his love, that by that, in that he clothes all of the refreshments in order to serve it to me? How do I take that example from him, from what he does, and carry it back, do it back towards him? I cover his revelation with my Or Chozer, reflected light.
This is a matter of searching, of to add in praising gratitude, and to search in this how I can give him pleasure.
Maybe by concealment, that we have to conceal, we take that example from him. This is the example he gave us all of our lives. This is what we have to implement and hide the pleasure so that we can keep doing the work.
The moment of truth, other than gratitude, as the friend said, maybe by trying to add to bring together all the deficiencies that were in Egypt, all the places where you condemned and you couldn't do the opposite, and by wanting to bring it closer and to add this and to bring it together to correct it.
We somehow have to bring the focus back to the Creator instead of to the discernments that we discover in our desire. Suddenly everything is revealed and seemingly you can deal with it and enjoy it. But we somehow have to find a mechanism that by which we constantly look at him. Is he getting contentment out of it? And then it is possible to enjoy everything, so long as the importance is about, does it bring contentment to the Creator?
In short, we don't have the refreshments like he has to give it back to him. But only if we want to swallow up what he wants to give us, meaning to get the good feeling, the internal fulfillment.
For this comes the answer. The Creator has in his treasury only the treasure of the fear of heaven alone. Indeed, we have to explain what is fear. This is the kli, the vessel from which we make a treasure, and we put into it all of the important things. So, Bala Sulam said, fear is as it says about Moses, that our sages said, because Moses hid his face, because he was afraid of looking, he was rewarded with, and he saw the image of the Creator. And fear means that he is afraid of the great pleasure which is there, and he will not be able to receive it in order to bestow. And thanks to that, because he had that fear, by that he made a kli for himself in which he could receive the upper abundance. Should I continue?
No, don't continue, because it is incorrect. You got that already. It's talking about the upper light, that it's not clothed in the reflecting light from the side of the Creator. Here, when in the escaping Egypt, they're not prepared, they don't understand, but they receive this direct light and the reflecting light from above. It's a miracle. That's the miracle of the Exodus in order to take them out. But afterwards, they need to do the work. Okay. It's this needs to happen soon. Next.
קטע מספר 9 מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב'
Excerpt number 9 from the writings of Rabash, volume 2, what placing the Hanukkah candle on the left means in the work. Excerpt number 9, you can't find it in the Passover book. A miracle implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way is it called a miracle. For this reason, when a person comes to a state where he already has recognition of evil, that it is impossible for him to emerge from the dominion of the nations of the world in him, that Israel in him is in exile under them, and he sees no way that he can emerge from their power, when the Creator helps them and brings them out of the authority of the nations of the world and turns that around so that the people of Israel governs them, this is called a miracle. This is regarded as being as it was in the land of Egypt, when the Creator delivered them from the land of Egypt, meaning that the Creator brought them out from under the afflictions of Egypt. One should believe that as this miracle happened in the Exodus from Egypt, every single one who is walking in the work of the Creator must believe that the Creator will deliver him. For it is truly a miracle that one exits the governance of self-love and cares only about that which belongs to the benefit of the Creator. And when a person comes to this, it is considered that this person has achieved lishma, for her sake. This means that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator, and he has the power to work for the sake of the Creator. And this is called lishma, and it is also called right, when one engages on the path of bestowing upon the Creator, meaning that everything he does is to benefit the Creator. That is, he wants to do chesed, mercy, to the Creator, meaning to give contentment to the Creator.
Ken?
Yes? What do I need to ask about this? I don't know. Okay, questions. If there are, then you can ask them. Yes.
They say that in spirituality there is nothing partial. One acquires it completely. There is no absence, right? I don't quite remember the sentence, but the phrase.
It doesn't matter. Go on, continue.
So, faith means to acquire the quality of bestowal, right?
Faith is bestowal, yes.
So how can there be different forms of faith, partial or...
10 spheres like this or like that or like that, there's always a single package. It can be only in Malchut when you discover bestowal towards the upper 9. But there are differences. You can see all of the creation, how many paths there are in it.
What does it mean, partial or full?
We don't connect through the corrections between us that we're going to do. When we say one man in one heart, it's like these drops of water connect into a large drop. There is no such thing. Each and every one of us remain, as Baal Sulam says, that each one needs to maintain his himself, each person's personality, etc. But the connection between us needs to be whole.
So what is whole faith?
Whole faith means that I'll be able, with my current force of reception, I'll be able to cover it up with a force of bestowal, with the intention in order to bestow. To receive everything my vessels are able to do in order to bestow, that's considered that I'm in complete faith. With a complete intention in order to bestow.
And this is how it is. On every degree you feel whole faith.
Yes?
Thanks.
No. Buona re.
Well, let's see.
A question from Petach Tikva. Can you elaborate the state where Or Yashar and Or Chozer, which is supposed to come to from below, actually come down from above?
No. Direct light, of course. The reflected light always comes from below. But here we're not talking about the reflected light from below. We're talking about the direct light that comes already clothed, not in the reflected light that comes from the created being, but that it comes from the Creator. There are some such actions from above that are usually called a ness, a miracle. Because the created being gets two lights, one upon the other, but the Creator does the work and does everything for him. But they then need to work on it. They need to give it back. Just like we have Chel Balavi Ikiena, and it's the same action, but only from the side of sanctity. As there are many things that are swallowed up by the ego, by the will to receive, that we're not able to do something with the will to receive, so our exertion becomes swallowed, gets swallowed in our will to receive, and then when it goes out, then we can work with it. It's the same from above, that the upper light comes to us clothed in such a way that we are able to receive it without shame, because we are in a state that we annul ourselves out of lack of choice. There are many things that accumulate here until the Exodus. That's why it's called a miracle. That help comes to him from above, like in our world. A person, God forbid, has an accident, a car accident, and then an ambulance comes, taken to the hospital, he's treated, etc., etc. And even though he still doesn't deserve it, he hasn't paid for it, etc. But there's no choice. That's what's done. It's a kind of miracle.
A question from Miami. It is felt that we are on a different level compared to last year. Is that because of our development over the entire year, or specifically because of Passover, that the Creator is taking us out of Egypt?
No. This is preparation. Preparation throughout the year that we've done. We were already on a different level. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, not really. It was felt a lot more in the congresses, of course, but also in Chanukah. We already interpreted in a new, different, deeper, more genuine way. And in Purim, we already interpreted completely differently, detached from the whole story. Well, not detached, but we interpreted it in a much more internal manner. And in Passover, I already made sure to, and you were okay, to comprehend these things. I thought beforehand that after Purim, at least, we will be able to talk about Passover only with the internal discernments, to detach it completely from the story, without the story, without Egypt, without the house of Jacob, nothing. Just to talk about the discernments within man. But we didn't. We feel ourselves relatively open to talk about the corporeal story, seemingly the geographical, historical story, and alongside with that, the internal states, and it went by relatively nicely. And that's for our privilege. And now we should try and scrutinize the Israeli Independence Day. We can add new discernments there. and to advance towards the Congress, to advance towards the American Congress. It all depends on our preparation. We can make out of this a huge international Congress, even though it's not the biggest, but it's still, we can still do it. It all depends. We shouldn't just throw it at the Americans, but that we should all take care of it, all. It's an opportunity to leap forward. Yes?
A question from Moscow. Why during the peelings in the lesson is absorbed in a completely different way than now when we're just sitting in the study hall?
There are many doubts. There are many thoughts while I'm working on peeling. Is it helping? Is it not? Why am I doing this? Should I do this? Should I not? And these scrutinies, they're very helpful. They're very helpful. And there is an addition there. But it depends to what extent, to how serious we treat it. Yes.
A question from Petach Tikva. Other than persistence in the studies and connection with the Ten, is there also a possibility to respond to a situation that the Creator brings me, if the Ten are not saying clearly what they want?
I, as much as I can, should influence the Ten if there truly is room for a connection. But mainly, I treat the Ten like something whole, that each one who flaws, he does it through his own flaws. And I almost don't get into what goes on there, but I accept it as the Creator. As it says, they have eyes, but they cannot see. That I don't know even what's happening. I only know what I receive, what penetrates me and builds in me the form of the Ten. I need to understand that what I see in front of me is the system of Adam HaRishon in its complete revelation, in the end of correction. And I, when I perceive it, when I see it, it goes through my senses and it becomes corrupted to such an extent until the way I currently see it. But outside of me, there is one single soul of Adam HaRishon that is at the end of correction. And then, if I, in such a way, if I treat them gently, but practically as well, there has to be mutual connection, the correct form of interaction. In short, there are a few approaches here, that each one has its place. I need to awaken them. But to awaken them is in order to awaken myself correctly, so I need to awaken them. It's as if I have something in front of me that I'm working on and it changes. I need to change until I'll see all of these things in a revealed, complete way. That's with respect to all of reality, all the world. The Ten is only a means for it.
So, how should we actually understand what the Creator wants from me?
The Creator wants me to see everything but myself as whole, that there is none else besides Him, and that its light, its force, is clothed according to equivalence of form in all of reality, that is the complete Ten Sefirot. That's what the Creator wants. And each and every one should reveal himself in such a way towards the Creator, that he is the point of Malchut, and what he has in front of him are the upper nine, and that is how he needs to connect.
Last question from Petach Tikva. How do I obligate myself to hear the morning lesson and not just think about it during the day, but to really turn it on and watch it?
Uh-huh. I feel him, that person. To turn on the computer, to sit by it, without thinking, just it's a must. That's it. And then to allow oneself to do something, or the opposite, get your breakfast, maybe everything you need, coffee, maybe even a packet of chocolate, or doesn't matter what, just give your body, your animal, and listen to the morning lesson. If a person does not hear every day, on that same day, the daily lesson, he will never be a Adam. He will remain as a beast. He won't be able to hear, only during the same day. How to do that? I don't know. He should do everything in his ability to do. Yes.
Is it important that this will be at the same hours that the morning lesson is taking place?
If you can do it during the same hours, that's the best. And if not, then at least within that 24-hour time frame. Yes. Until the next morning lesson.
Chanoch.
Give him the mic. Give it. It's been a while already.
If the answer for the prayer is to an individual in the 10, then after the answer for the prayer, the action that he does is that he passes on everything that he receives into the 10. What does it mean that the complete 10 receives a revelation simultaneously, sees the entire world? What is the action that they're doing?
I don't know what it means that a 10 gets the complete revelation all in one go. You're saying something that I haven't experienced. Yes. Go on.
Rav, should we demand a reward? The quality of bestow.
Of course. What else can we demand? That is the only thing we can demand.
How is it manifested? How do I demand?
Cry out, scream, doesn't matter how. Everything you can.
Can I have another question?
Go on.
We said that unity, quality is the gentleness of the heart, the subtlety of the heart. I didn't understand. How do we do it? How do you develop the gentleness of the heart?
You need to work on it. More and more and more to demand from the heart to soften it. To soften it. You take it and you soften it. Try it. The heart. Your heart. You take it and you make something soft of it. Do such exercise. Pass it to Rachamim. To Rachamim.
Rav. Happy holiday.
You too.
The Creator created, broke, and corrected, and then He threw us out.
No.
How does He know for sure that we will find a way back to Him?
He left a thread. And He's pulling us by this thread. He's pulling. If we believe that He's holding us with this thread, and that He Himself is creating these waves in the sea and holding us on this thread, then we already know how to get by with him.
Rav, why even those who go for the full Monty are afraid to fall?
And then in that case, it's not for the whole thing. It's not above reason yet. There still is lack of the support from the force of bestowal, from the force of Bina. It's from the same Creator. What is faith? It's as if there is some kind of this contrast here. If I need the force of faith, if I have faith, then I don't need the Creator. The force of faith is like against the force of knowledge. If the Creator will be revealed, then he doesn't need to be revealed. I'll go with the force of faith. So, you need to understand that it's the same. Yes.
When does a person is a person rewarded with the Creator hearing him and lowering him from his degree?
Why lower him from his degree? I don't understand. We mustn't ask for that. I ask only for assent, only for bestowal, only for coming closer, only adhesion, nothing else. I don't come to the Creator and say to him, try me, test me. I don't come to him that way. That's his deal. I come and ask for adhesion, nothing negative. How many times do I have to answer this? Nothing negative. You don't ask anything negative from the Creator.
It is known that you elevate in holiness. That's for sure. That's the law. But in order to equalize the form in the ten, a person has to, if he's high, he has to come down to be equal to them.
No, rise in left, then in right. It's still a sense. When you climb to the king's palace, you rise. If you're thrown, that could be something else. But in fact, you see that you weren't thrown. You were only given more.
If a person is in Arichan Pinofratzilut on degree 120, can he raise his 10 there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are such states that if you're not in them, you can't know. It's possible that it happens. Spirituality is filled with surprises. That is why, until we won't reach that place that we're speaking of, we cannot say anything. Until the final moment of the complete end of correction, everything is possible.
No.
Well, go on. Give it the Cohen.
The Creator holds us by this string by which we can redeem ourselves. It's like thinner than floss, but stronger than steel.
Repeat, please.
On the one hand, it's thin like a spider's web.
Stronger than steel, yeah. And so how do I fasten the friends to my string? That they'll have just total confidence that they're cared for.
Through hug. That's it.
We now read in the essay, and he also explained that what happens in the end is a miracle. It's from above, how the Creator clothes. What you explained?
Otherwise, it will be against Tzimtzum Aleph.
So, how do we work with this knowledge, with this understanding?
No. We'll get closer to that and we'll learn. Who? Asaf, okay, Asaf.
Rav, can I ask about the Congress? You started saying something about the Congress a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Okay. I hope I'm not breaking out of Pesach, but there is this issue. There's half a world now which is exploding, waiting to explode the moment that Passover will end and to start taking the direction of preparation for the Congress in New Jersey and to make out of it a Congress which is the next degree of the entire world Kli. There are people who are coming to it from Europe, from many countries from there, from Russia, from South America, from Japan. There is a very strong preparation, a friend from North America waiting to explode. Now, on the other hand, it seems that there is this concealment a bit over this matter. I'll be even outspoken. If the Congress is not happening in Israel or in Russia, maybe it's not certain it's going to be a strong Congress, seemingly.
I don't know. Maybe it's the imperfect work of the English department.
Okay, fine.
It's possible. I don't know. It's not that I want to say against, but we need to think about it.
I see the following. I see that the friends who are organizing towards the Congress, not only the team that is preparing the Congress, which is entirely in that, but everyone around it in the registration. You can also see it in the numbers. You can see the people a month ahead are signing up in the greatest numbers that we ever had in relation to previous years at that time. People are truly waiting to be given the ability to lift everyone. And it's a question of what should happen in order for us to take it, the whole world Kli, as our next degree, that we are going to go for it, the whole world Kli. It doesn't matter where they are at that moment. It doesn't matter if now we're in the opposite hours. We are going for it as something which is going to be the next degree of all of us. What should happen in order for all of us to relate to it this way?
Importance. There is no importance yet. That's it. America Congress. Okay, New Jersey. That's how it's treated. There's also a personal calculation. People don't like Americans. I don't like Americans. Why? They're looking down on everyone. When do we see them participating, helping, and doing? Maybe it's lack of connection. That's what I'm saying about the English department. Maybe there's something in addition to that, but it's beyond the sea. What do you want? Everyone to talk about it, to be concerned with it all the time? That all depends on the department, the English department here, and of all the American Kli. What are you saying? Why aren't we burning for this? We're not burning because no one's igniting us. No one's igniting us. If it was somewhere in Georgia or Uzbekistan, I don't know where, it would be much more burning. Why? Because...
What do you mean, because?
Because we feel them closer to us. Not because of the distance. We feel them closer than America. I'm telling you what I feel within the audience. You can't have an event once a year and that we will all be charged for it if throughout the year we don't feel them. We don't really feel them. What can that poor Zohar do? Maybe he's doing a lot there within the continent. But here it's not felt. So what do you want? That's what I feel. It's not... Of course it's not good. But that's what I feel. Now we have still a month left. Start doing something towards the entire world. It's an international language. It's not some kind of... It's an international language, and they can reach out to everyone in the same language. They can disseminate, distribute, publish what they're doing. Where is it? That it's really standing out, that it's really... But no. My claim towards the English department is the exact same claim, that they work in concealment. So continue that way, what can you do? I have such a department. That's what I can say. It's not from today. I've spoken about this for years. It's as if you guys are like a KGB, doing something quietly, working quietly. We are... And the result will be the same. The result will be that in the American Congress, you'll have 500 people from all that continent, and with everyone from the outside. How could that be? How could such a thing be? Just like that.
Tomorrow, Passover is going to be finished. Sunday, we're beginning a time which is exactly a preparation for the Congress.
Right.
Sunday, there will be a Shivat Haverim, which is entirely managed, conducted from New York and North America. Should we... We hear what you're saying, Rav, and we wrote about it to you more than once.
You think it's just my feeling?
No, and even more than that, I talked to the friends here also, our friends here from Israel.
I guarantee, if any country from South America, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, would do something... Can ignite everyone. They're felt as closer. I feel all those Brazil or Chile, I feel them more than North America, all of North America. Well, so explain this to me.
So this is what I'm asking. How can we... in a mutual manner, because nevertheless, it takes two to tango. It's on the side of those who are awakened, but also on the sides of those who need to be awakened. It's from the one side of the world, but also from the other side of the world. How can we, starting Sunday, to start taking it together and to build a new degree of unity?
I don't know. It's not that I'm just saying do it and that's it. I'm saying I don't know. They're relatively the same thing with Toronto. All of North America. All of North America until Guadalajara, not including. Seriously?
Rav, first of all, there's a great burst of saying thank you for such an internal Passover that I never experienced. And the friends taught me to take all the answers from the center of the group. And indeed, there is a great concern that we don't want the Congress in America to be less than that. The friends... And friends have been following us from Toronto, from North America, from Minsk, everywhere. And it's just that I want to ask support from everyone, because we must have that. And with God's help, we will reach what you are expecting from us. You need to have a bit more, I don't know, but there's a lack of connection nevertheless. Lack of connection. I don't know how to say it. And it's been going on for years. What to do? I'm not sure. You need to simply take it in your hands. Now we have, indeed, as of the day after tomorrow, we have 1 month. We must punch on it as much as possible. But later on, do not let go. Don't let go. It has to be felt. And also on the screens, we feel Guadalajara, Chile, Brazil as more conspicuous, more prominent than all of the groups in North America. That's how it is. I don't know how it happens, but it's not standing out. Why a few people sitting in Georgia or in Tbilisi or there in Astana in some place, they are closer to here than all of North America. Check it out. You have to investigate it and see. Well, but quickly, we're really, so briefly, a month ago, when the team of the Congress met with you, you said the same things, that you're not felt over there in America, that towards the department, towards the friends in America, a year ago and 2 years ago also. That's true. And the friends and also us are helpless. And always after such a conversation, there's a scrutiny. It doesn't depend on me, right? You can make those connections without me. It doesn't pass through me. It doesn't depend on you. We feel what you're saying. We also feel that attitude that you described from the other friends here. And the truth is that I came down from the translation now because I feel that the North American Klee is crying out. And I want to turn to the friends, to the society, to the whole world Klee, that you will help us, help the friends in North America, help us in the English department, help us to truly feel connected to you, so that you will feel us, that we will feel you, that we will feel as a single Klee, that we will come to this Congress, we will come to it as a truly a world Congress. This Passover will end in 24 hours, and we will have a common goal, and we will go for it full force, and go for it together. It's really felt, those words that you're saying, Rav, that we need the support of the whole world Klee in that. So, he's right. We need to search for in what form can we embrace them and warm them up. And let's hope that in our prayer also the English department will also warm up and embrace and become different. L'chaim. What's left for us to do?
No.
Yes? In conclusion, as a sweet addition, the Zohar, right? So we will open the Passover book. We'll open the Passover book, page 394 from Zohar for All. And he traveled and he came and they camped. So the Passover book, page 394, from Zohar for All, and they traveled and they came and they camped. In the Passover book, page 394, 178, when Israel camped on the sea, they saw several messes, several soldiers, and several camps from above and from down below, and they all gathered, they came upon Israel. Israel started praying out of their trouble. 179. At that time, Israel saw distress from all sides. The ocean with its waves rising were before them, and following them were all of these appointees and all of the camps of Egypt. And above them, there were several slanderers. They started crying out to the Creator. 180. Then it says, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry out to me? To me is the quality of Zeranpin, because everything depends on Atik. At that time, Atik HaKadisha was revealed, and there was a will in all of the upper worlds, and then the light of everything shined. The wisdom of the Egyptians was from the left side regarding the great sea monster that lies within the Niles. And that Chokhmah, that wisdom, has a root in Bina of Zera, of Arich Anpin, who came out of its Rosh. And for the tearing of the Red Sea and to drown the Egyptians, first their high root in sanctity had to be cancelled in Arich Anpin. And that was not possible except through the great light of Atik HaKadisha, which is the root of everything. For this reason, Zeranpin said, why are you calling out to me? It all depends on Atik, whose great light can revoke the root of the Egyptians in Bina of Arich Anpin, Like a candle is annulled before a torch. Then the light of everything shined, because the light of Atik is the light of everything, and all are annulled before its light. By that, the high root of the Egyptians was temporarily cancelled. 181. Then everything shone together, because even though the light of Atik is covered chasadim, it contains chokhmah as well. Since the chokhmah in Arich Anpin is necessarily received from him. Hence, the chasadim of Atik are more important than the chokhmah of Arich Anpin, and are regarded as containing it. And that chokhmah and chasadim shine in him together. This is why the sea made the upper laws to drown the Egyptians and to save Israel. Since the upper and lower were given into his hands. This is why it is said, sons, life, and nourishment are all as difficult before the Creator as the crossing of the Red Sea, since the parting of the Red Sea depends on Atik. 182. There is a doe in the land, and the Creator does a lot for her. When she cries out, the Creator hears her plight and accepts her voice. And when the world needs mercy for water, she gives voices, and the Creator hears her voice. And then the Creator has mercy over the world, as it is written, as the deer craves for the water brooks. 183. And when she needs to deliver, she is blocked from all sides. She places her head between her knees and cries out in a loud voice. Then the Creator has pity on her and sends her a serpent who bites her pudendum and opens her, tearing that place in her, and delivers her immediately. In this, do not ask or try the Creator. 184. And the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead. The Creator showed them the minister appointed over the Egyptians, which he took through the river of fire that was at the edge of the upper sea, Malchut. But is there death in angels? When he removed him from his reign, it is considered for him as death.
No.
Well, is there anything else? Yes. Koleman.
A question from Russia. In our spiritual work, we write signs, letters, tiot. In what order is the reality established in the corrected vessels?
From light to heavy, from lower to upper. But to the upper, it's not that the upper one is built from the lower ones, because every higher degree is constructed from the lower degrees. It's not that it's like this tip there, but this tip, inside of it, there are all of the lower degrees. And that's how it grows. That's it? Yes.
It's a question about the archive. You said during the lesson,
again,
a friend from Tel Aviv is asking about the archive. You said during the lesson,
you said throughout the lesson to watch the morning lesson,
and he's asking if the lesson is working only throughout the day, what is the purpose of the archive then?
That's for him. If he wants to listen only to the lesson, then of course he has nothing. The archive, that's what we're building, we're presenting to the entire world. The result of our work in Bnei Baruch over the last 15 or 20 years, actually. Yes, 20, last 20 years. There we have Pticha and Tas and all the articles and all of the books and everything we have in all languages. With the films and everything we've done. Of course, that we haven't yet seen it organized. And that's why we haven't seen it accessible for our work, to use. Imagine that you have a pile of keys and tools and wrenches and you need to work, and if you organize it, if you tidy it up, then you can start working. And according to what I've been following this, then I see that it should be arranged according to languages and according to the rest of the conditions. What for? What uses it for us? If you think it's for him, then you can stay. He can stay in Tel Aviv, and then he, with his concern, in if with that approach, he should just go to the beach and leave us. A person who doesn't think of the general correction won't succeed in anything. I'm saying this towards everything, towards everyone. A question like that is disgusting. We need, for every person in the world, we need to bring the wisdom of Kabbalah in a simple way, in their language, in campuses, in different forms, for men, for women, for every mental form a person has. Because that is the only thing humanity needs. And according to what he sees, he doesn't need anything. We put on the lesson that we have today, delete it, and tomorrow is a new lesson. It's smallness of the mind. We mustn't treat our materials that way. We mustn't.
Benzi kan?
Is Benzi here? When did we put up our first website?
In the beginning of 1996.
You understand? 22 years ago. He lived at my house in Bnei Brak, and we put up the website. Manually, he sat on the computer, and I said to him, "This is good. Do that. Do this." And he used to work with some software. My intention was, of course, to put up everything the wisdom of Kabbalah has, everything necessary for this generation. Of course, there are maybe things that are redundant that won't the next generation might not need. It's possible. But that is already up to them. We need to do that. The archive, in my eyes, is the most important thing. It is the summary of my life and of yours. If it will be built correctly, if it will be served correctly, then we've done our work. By that, we will get a completely different attitude to us from above. So each one that can participate in that, in translations, in working on texts, video, audio, you should definitely join, because it is an investment for spirituality. If we serve this to the entire world, that we will soon hopefully finish with it, finish building it, and then we'll start publishing it and publicizing it, and it will be very helpful for us.
Dear friend.
All right, friends, today with us, we're Yekaterinburg, Kazan, France, and Jerusalem, tent number 13. In our tent today, we are discussing how to continue the Pesach attack towards the America Congress. Throughout the day, we're discussing in the 10 how we continue Pesach towards the American Congress.
Ezri me'im Hashem, Oseh.